Anybody can say thank you when they are successful. Thank you, my lord, I became Wimbledon champion. Thank you, I made century in test cricket. But when you lose, how many people have guts to say thank you to the lord? I will share one story to you. It's actually an Akbar Birbal story, but this is a story told by many other characters also in childhood. Anyway, let us take Akbar Birbal. So one time Birbal was in Darbar and Akbar was there also, and Akbar was eating apples. And generally the servants will cut apple and give him, but this time he just picked up knife and started cutting himself, just as his own fun. But while cutting the apple, his finger got cut. Literally got cut means upper piece got actually detached. But he was talking and he was doing his work. He's not expert in cutting fruits. So the king immediately, people ran to him, immediately they bandaged and... But still, he lost the upper part of his finger. Finally, it didn't join together. It had to be detached. So Birbal said, whatever happens, happens for good. So Akbar became very angry. What do you mean? I lost my finger part and you are saying it has happened for good? He became really angry. He arrested him and put him in the jail. He is king, na? He can do anything. He was really insulted. He felt very hurt. How can my dear friend, also my employee or also my prime minister, can say that my finger part is lost and it is for good? What do you mean by that? So with anger, he just put him in jail. And then after a few days, time came for going for hunting. In jungle, shikar khelne ka samay aaya. So he took some ministers as an entourage and guards and everybody, and they went for hunting. Somehow they lost the way. They just didn't know where they went. And they went in deep jungle. And by the way, it became dark also. Suddenly, the time came to return, they couldn't find the way. And they were searching the way back. It became dark. And they got further lost. So darkness, what do? When you're lost in darkness, what do you do? Look for light. Now where there is light, you will go there and find out what's happening. So they saw some light and they went there. And they saw some tribals who were playing some instruments and some funny decorations and dancing round and round. And so they went there. And there was a murti of a goddess and they were around, dancing around them. So suddenly one big guy came, also dressed funnily and tribal way, and said, "Here is the man, catch him." So all tribals just jumped on this two people only. Everybody else also was lost. So Akbar and one minister jumped on him, said, "Good, Devi has sent us the Bali, the candidate for sacrifice. So prepare this person, two people." So then they were sent for examination, whether they are fit or not. So they examined the king, Akbar, whatever, the king. And they thought, this is a very beautiful man, he should be sacrificed. But suddenly they found that there is a deficiency in his finger. They said, we cannot offer this person to Devi because he has deficiency. So they let him go. So they asked, they were looking for a king to be sacrificed. And the king came by the will of Devi, right at the doorstep. But they thought king was deficient. So they let him go. And next morning then, they returned back. So that time Akbar understood, whatever happens, happens for good. So he immediately came back and he met Akbar in the jail and released him immediately. He said, "Sorry Akbar, I troubled you. I now believe that whatever happens, happens for good." But Akbar, Birbal, I have one question to you. You said whatever happens, happens for good. How it is good that I put you in jail? It's very bad, no? Putting you in jail and suffering in jail. How it is good for you? He said, "Definitely it is good for me. Because whenever you go for hunting, you take me with you. And if I was not in jail, you would have taken me with you. And I was full. I was not having a deficiency. I would have been killed today. So God saved me." Whatever happens, happens for good. We don't know how. At that time when Akbar was arrested and put in jail, Birbal never knew how it is good for me. But he had faith, it is good for me. Later on it will be revealed how it is good for me. It's like that. Another story I will tell you. There was one temple, and one sweeper was there in the temple. He was a great devotee of the Lord of the temple. So every day would sweep with great devotion, with chanting names of Lord, praying nicely. And he would look at the Lord, and because he didn't feel Lord is a statue, you know, he felt Lord is there. It's for him, it was not a stone or wood. He would always pray to the Lord and have that loving sentiment as a person. So he thought, "Arey, my Lord is, you know, every day he has to stand for so many hours. And not only stand, keep smiling, keep standing full day. I want him to give a break to him." So he spoke to the Lord that, "My Lord, I feel I should serve you by giving you a break. So can I become you one day and you take rest, and I will serve you by becoming you. I'll do your duty and you can take rest." Lord said, "Yeah, yeah. I am very happy with your sentiment and I will do the needful." So he said, okay. The day decided the day, which day he will become Lord. He will stand there. He said, "What do I do, my Lord?" He said, "Don't do anything. Just stand and keep smiling. And keep blessing everybody. And that's all you have to do. Nothing else. Stand, smile, and keep giving blessings. And don't do anything else. Done. Fine." So that day was decided. That day Lord took rest, went to take rest, and he made him look like him, and then he was standing there. Duty began. So he's standing, smiling at everybody, blessing also. So one rich man came, very rich man, and he was like, "My Lord, this is my donation for you." You know how people, when they are alone with the Lord, they do everything. Whatever they want to do, they do. So he put a big bundle of money in hundi. In hundi donation. And he said, "My Lord, please bless me that my business should multiply." So the Lord is told he's not supposed to speak, smile and give blessings. And then he went. After offering prayers for business, he went away. But while going, he forgot his big purse with lot of money in that, somewhere in front of the Lord. But he forgot and he went away. Then came a very poor man, almost like a beggar. But this poor one was a great devotee of the Lord. But he came and he said, "My Lord, I am offering you one coin. And my Lord, this is the last coin that I have. I want you to only bless me that I always remain in your service. And by the way, my family doesn't even have basic needs also. Now, I am in such a condition that I can't even provide them normal food and clothing also. So if you feel it is worthy, you can provide my family whatever basic needs are. But this is what last coin I have, I want to offer it to you." So he offered that kundi, last coin. And he went away. I mean, before going away, he saw, when he opened his eyes and praying, he saw that big bundle of packet was there. So he thought, "Lord is so merciful." Immediately he responded to my prayer that I don't have anything, and Lord gave. That means this is for me. So he picked up and he went. Then a sailor came, you know, what a sailor? Pravasi, one who is traveling from one place to another. The sailor came and he stood there and he was praying that, "Let my travels become successful and adventurous and happy experiences." So he was praying like that. And suddenly, when the sailor was praying, the rich man came running with police that somebody has stolen my money. So he came with police to find out that person who stole his purse, which he forgot, which he realized afterwards. And he found that solo sailor over there. So the police arrested the sailor. Now this God is palpitating inside. You know, because he knows everything, he has seen everything, na? So as God, he is just like saying, "Arey, this is not right. He's not got the money. That poor man has got the money, and his rich man's money, poor man has taken away, but they are arresting wrong people." So he's just controlling. But finally the sailor says, I'm not the one. So, "You are not the one, I know you are a thief, you are not saying truth." And they started beating him up, and then this God couldn't control himself. And he's like, "Wait a minute, I know the real story." And they were all surprised, "My God, God is speaking." So they had to listen, na, like suddenly the gods are speaking, then they can't do continuous activities. They stop there. And yes, this my lord. God said, your purse, he has not stolen. The poor man has stolen. And he has just gone this way. Please find him. So they just ran there and they found that poor man with that purse in hand and they arrested him. So the so-called God, the sweeper, realized that God's job is not easy. Because so many kind of people come, speak so many things and do so many things. Chore come and some good people come and some people ask for devotion, some people ask for business, some people ask for money, some people ask, so many people are coming, variety of things, and you can imagine that Lord's job is very difficult. I think he's just standing and smiling and being, it's not like that. There are so many things inside. So he understood that and he was so grateful to the Lord. The Lord is so kind, you know. He is tolerating so many things, standing there, and so day ended. That means Lord took CL and his CL ended. He was on job, his job ended. And then in the night Lord met him. So how was the day? He said, Lord, thank you very much. You're doing a great job. I thought it's so easy for you to stand and smile, but I understand now the inner turbulence that you must be going through. But Lord, I am very happy to tell you that I did a very one good thing today. But I must want to report to you what good service I did to you today. So what happened? I said, I did it like this. I actually found the real chore and I got him to police. Sir, I told you that your job was only to smile and give benediction and not do anything else. Why did you do this? He said, my Lord, this was injustice. I couldn't tolerate it. And as Lord, I'm supposed to be kind and merciful. So I was trying to be merciful. He said, you fool. You don't know anything. He said, a rich man was a big thief. He would always cheat people and he has made lot of money. He gave actually a lot of money to me, but that was a small fragment of all the stolen money that he has in the house. It looked very big amount, but it was a very insignificant amount that he has put in hundi. And the poor man is my great devotee. He had nothing to eat also. Last coin he had put in. And he was asking for devotion. And by the way, he wanted, if I desire, then I should give him something. So I only arranged that purse to be forgotten by the rich man. And by the poor man getting this money, he would have used this money only in my service of devotion. Whatever devotional service he would perform, he would use that money. And by using that money of rich man, the rich man's sins would have been purified, because some of his money, which is earned by stealing, used in God's service, so he would have got some benefit by that. And the sailor, he asked me that let me have a very pleasant journey and I reach home very happily and let me have very wonderful experiences. But the sailor was going to die that day in the storm in the boat. So I got him arrested, so he will go in jail and will not die. But by your foolishness, the sailor is going to die today. And you think you have done great service. The sailor felt, why I am arrested? I have not stolen any money. Why I am being arrested? Why this is happening to me? But who knows why these things happen to anybody? And the Lord knows. Sailor may not have come to know any time in life that he went in jail and he was supposed to die and he never died. Right? When Birbal said, whatever happens, happens for good, Akbar never understood how this can be good for me. Because that happened, little bit peace went away, he saved his whole life. Otherwise, they would have offered him to goddess that day. And there would be no more Akbar Birbal stories after that. So Akbar will go back to the goddess. So this is how life is. I'm just giving you one, two examples. So many examples can be given. So many people tell us, most successful people, that because I failed in SSC, it gave me a lot of insight. And I worked very hard. And today I am gold medalist. But I had failed in SSC. So whenever we fail in life or we have any bad experiences, we should have full faith that this so-called bad experience is actually not bad experience. It's something the Lord has to teach us or give us, or he has some other plan for us that we don't know now. our limited understanding, limited brain may not give us that understanding why this is happening now in my life. What bad I had done, which I can trace as diagnosis, I may not. And why this is happening now, I don't understand. But everything is perfect by the Lord's arrangement. God's will is a statement in Bible which says that God's will take you there where His grace will protect you. You may feel I am going to a place where suffering is there, but if you have faith, then His will always protect you. You have to have faith. If you don't have faith, then that how the sweeper said, hey, don't take him, he is a thief, catch him. So something else happens. So also Lord has a plan. The sweeper thought that this is not right, I must change this. So he tried to change it and something else happened which is not good actually. So even though things happen bad, we have to have faith that Lord has perfect plan for me and I should thank Him for that. That is very important. This was in response to your Nair Hospital story. Anyone else would like to share something? Your experience?
We are going to miss all this experience.
That is there. That's why I feel very bad that you're leaving. But anyways, this is also not something happens by chance. Nothing happens by chance. You may feel that there are so many waves in the ocean. Come in front. There are so many waves in the ocean. One wave brings some wooden sticks together. Another wave comes and separates all the wooden sticks forever not to meet again, like that. And there are so many other waves keep coming and so many things keep happening in the ocean. And we keep watching, arey, one wave brings everybody together, another wave separates everybody. Huh? But there is a purpose. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So there is a purpose behind everything. I have one faith in my mind. Not because this is my hospital and my place where I work, but because this place is very spiritual, by the will of the Lord and by the efforts of devotees, I feel that only special people can only come here. So when I interview all of you or anybody else, I am actually in great thrilling experience, because I feel that I am going to meet some special people who deserve this atmosphere, who are going to come in as students or as employees or as housekeeping or as doctors or as whatever. Unless and until somebody has done lot of pious activities or some service to saintly people unknowingly or done some good activities serving others in past lives, one cannot come in an atmosphere where there is godliness. One cannot come in an atmosphere where there is God consciousness. It is not possible only. You cannot come only unless you have good credit with you, good balance with you. You are not going to be exposed to these things unless you deserve it. So whether it is a patient or whether it is a student or whether it is a nurse or whether it is an employee, whoever can come in this atmosphere has to be special, who has done all these things in the past life or past years of life. Then only Lord will allow them to enter in this area and benefit of this atmosphere can be availed. So you have all come in by the will of the Lord. You wanted to become a nurse, BSc, but Lord has given you free atmosphere to experience where one can be happy actually doing your profession nicely. So now whatever you have received by the will of the Lord, I would say always it is causeless. Causeless means there is no cause behind it. I don't deserve it, but Lord has given me some wonderful atmosphere. For me also, I could have been working anywhere else in the world. Maybe double the salary or triple salary I could have earned outside. But atmosphere I cannot purchase with my salary, no. Salary will be available, good position also will be available. But atmosphere I cannot. Like this, so much effort has gone inside. So if I am getting this, I should be grateful. And whatever I am received, I should preserve it nicely in my heart. We get something very valuable in life, You will not like to squander it here and there. You would like to preserve it and multiply it, maybe think about it, maybe love it, appreciate it so much, preserve it and continue having it all the time. If you get a diamond, you don't want to just lose it here and there. You want to keep it all the time. See again and again, open the code, again and again you see that it's with me. Preserve it nicely, clean it nicely, keep it nicely. So like that, wherever you go, you try to implement what you learnt in your life. You may be in a unfavorable atmosphere outside, and it may not be like this atmosphere where you can practice freely whatever you want to do. That may not be there, but still you can be what you are. Nobody can stop you from being kind. Nobody can stop you from becoming compassionate. Nobody can stop you from becoming very helpful and very open to answer all questions to all patients. Nobody can stop you to, whenever possible, answer patients' spiritual questions. Why God has done this to me? Common questions. Is God angry with me? Is He punishing me? Why me only? Why this is all happening? I don't understand the meaning behind it. These are all spiritual questions. This is called a spiritual pain that the patient has and is expressing to you. Now, do you know how to answer these questions? Have you learnt or not? So you answer them. Maybe other nurses may not be able to answer these questions, but you may be able to answer it nicely, kindly, carefully. You can answer. When the answer is very strong or maybe very unpalatable, you can tell it nicely. You may not tell that because you were sinful, you got this cancer. This is a very harsh answer. It may be true, but it's very harsh. You don't tell like that. You tell things are very complicated of karma. We don't know what karma and all. But anyway, it's Lord's will. Even if bad things happen or good things happen, they don't happen without Lord's will. You can make him accept and digest those same facts, which he has to anyway digest, unwillingly also. Make it favorable. Make it becoming kind. And most of the times when you become very kind and loving, miseries become palatable. Dukkha asanate halka otapu. When you become kind and loving, then biggest misery becomes fine, you know. You can tolerate it nicely, go through it. We have to train our patients and ourselves to thank the Lord even in the middle of misery. That should be our training. And that you do first. When you do that first, when you tell others, they will do it. They can do it. They can get the power to do it. Because you have practiced it yourself. Thanking the Lord in difficult times also. When you have done that difficult activity of thanking Him in difficult times, you will get the power by which your words will affect somebody who is suffering, and he can also say thank you to the Lord by the mercy of your words. Unless you do it, it will not happen mechanically in others' lives. Only when you do it, it will happen in others' lives when you say it. So many things when you will miss. It is said that greater love develops in the heart when you miss something. When you have something, you may not value it so much. But when you miss something, you start valuing it, right? So it said distance makes the love fonder. When you go away, then you develop love and attachment in separation. But I request you not to forget all these things when you leave from here. Take it with you. It's like the champa flower, golden, son champa. Whether it is in the garden or whether it is in my bedroom, it will give the fragrance. It will not say, ki, nah, I'm not in the garden, so why should I give fragrance here? It's a bedroom here. There's no pot here. There's no tree here. Son champa is son champa. Wherever you take, son champa will give the fragrance. And its own beautiful fragrance, not like gulab or mogra. Its own fragrance it will give. So like that, if you are a Bhakti Vedanta Son Champa, then you give fragrance wherever you go. What's the problem? You have to have that understanding. Ultimately, it is God's fragrance. That fragrance of God's devotion, devotion to God, that we have to carry in the heart. And wherever, whoever will meet you, should feel the fragrance. Not that you tell, I have this fragrance. Do you smell it? Do you smell it? I have the fragrance. Do you smell it? He said, no, I don't feel it. He should ask, from where the fragrance is coming. Then you say, it is here. You just go and tell him, stop. Ah, better. So that kind of life we should live. You say, when somebody stands first in the school, the other parents ask, kiska ladka hai? Immediately they ask, kahan se aaya ladka hai? Who are his parents? And same way somebody does some stealing in the school, first question comes, kiska ladka hai? Is that right? Immediately the same question is asked, but the mood is different. So similarly, if you behave very nicely as a nurse, exemplary, people start really appreciating your service as a nurse. They will ask you, from which college you are? Where did you get your training? And you can say, I am from Bhaktivedanta Hospital. Aise hona chahiye life mein. Like if I behave nicely, in spiritual circles they will ask me, whose disciple are you? So I can say proudly, I am disciple of Radhana Swami. So when I behave nicely, all the glory of my good behavior will go to my guru. But suppose I am a devotee and I do something very ghastly activity, which is unexpected from me. So he'll ask me, whose disciple is he? So he'll say, I'm disciple of Radhana Swami. He said, well, this is what he has taught him. This is what his training is. So all the defamy will go to him only. So whether you do good or bad, the defamy or the goodness will go to the master or the parents or your country or your state or your whatever you are from. Sometimes caste also. गांव में कैसे बोलते हैं, किस जाति का है वो, कुछ बुरा काम करेगा तो कौन सी जाति का है वो, हाँ वो ऐसा ही है, उनका जाति ऐसा ही पूरा. सो ऑल द ब्लेम गोज टू द होल कास्ट. वन पर्सन हैज डन समथिंग रॉन्ग, द होल कास्ट इज लाइक ब्लेम. यू नो, ये सब ऐसे ही लोग हैं, सब ऐसा ही है ना. एक नाइजीरिया का आदमी ने अगर ड्रग्स स्मगलिंग किया मेरा रोड के अंदर, ले ऑल नाइजीरियंस आर स्मगलर्स ऑफ ड्रग्स. ऐसा है. So we should be part of the good story, not the bad story. Wherever we go, if you really feel that you miss, then you preserve what you have, what you have received here, and distribute wherever you go. And people will ask you, where you got this training. And people do tell us, when Bhaktivedanta Hospital trained nurses go somewhere to work, they have a special, something is there which people remember. Even our students, in GNM students, when they go to Wadia and KEM and some other hospitals, Thane, the tutors over there tell that Bhaktivedanta students are very well behaved. They are very sober and they are very cooperative, very helpful. Their mood is different. All this is because of atmosphere. Wherever you go, if the atmosphere is favorable and spiritual, automatically you get the changes in you. And the same kind of atmosphere we should create in our homes also. Spiritual atmosphere. In our houses, no, that Hare Krishna mantra is there, no? What you hear in the hospital, the same thing is at a house also. Connection from hospital. Up to 6 kilometers radius, many devotees have taken the connection with some nominal contribution. And the same sound in the same sequence is broadcasted at our homes. And 24 hours in our homes, even the electricity goes, because it's running on UPS here, it keeps running over there. It doesn't stop. The lights are not there, but Hare Krishna mantra continues. Bhajans and kirtans. So my neighbors or anybody comes to my house, they say ki, aapke ghar mein aayega na, to kuch achha lagta hai, bahut ekdam shant lagta hai. Ab mera man bahut shant ho gaya. Niche meeting mein tha, main AGM mein to itna dimag bhadka tha mera, lekin aapke ghar pe aaya to mujhe laga ki main aisa kyun bola meeting mein. It's a fact. One person was very angry in the meeting. So I just brought him to my house. I wanted to talk to him. You got so angry. You should not have got so angry. So he said, before I spoke anything to him, he said, after I come to your house, I sat down here, I felt so peaceful. I am so wondering why I spoke all these things. I said, atmosphere matters. The atmosphere down was Jwalamukhi. So you also became Jwalamukhi in the atmosphere. My atmosphere is peaceful, you became peaceful. So we have to create that atmosphere. When people will come in your atmosphere, they should feel peaceful. They should not feel agitated when they meet you. They were peaceful, but they met you and they also got disturbed with inside. Something happened inside. That should not happen.
So one more thing, this atmosphere is safe for us. Oh. I got an experience
chart, chart. This period is bad time.
But you are saving from you are saving somebody. Must be from any prayers or what? I don't know that because of this I must be awake.
When you come in a God conscious atmosphere, na? When you come in God conscious atmosphere, lot of your bad karmas get burnt. Lot of bad karmas get burnt. We don't understand that, but very subtly, deeply, lots of bad things which could have happened are prevented. I'll tell you one more story. Can I tell you one more story? This story I heard when I first went to temple in 1984. How many years back? 29 years back. And a so impressive story, I never forgot the story. The story is telling us how the karma is so complicated that we don't understand what's happening in our life. But again, what's happening is always for good, even though it's complicated. So there are two friends. And the two friends were very close friends, right from childhood. They were born in same area, they were raised in same area, they were classmates and they went to same school, they played together, they almost sometimes stayed together, went to picnic together, they spent a lot of time together. But one of them was very rich family boy, another was very poor family boy. The rich family was, father also had some bad habits and drinking and all those things, like ayyashi bolte na, ayyashi, lavish. And the poor family boy was really poor, but everybody was greatly devoted to God in the family. Very devoted, very pious, very virtuous, like that. And that's how they grew. But they were different from the backgrounds. And the rich boy would always say, kya re tu hamesha bhagwan bhagwan karta hai? Bhagwan ne kya diya tumko? Dekho tumhare jeevan mein kya hai? See, I don't worship God. I do all fun in life. Whatever you think it is bad also I am doing. Nothing is bad happening to me. You say this is not good, that is not good. Your father drinks alcohol, that's not good. But what's happening wrong? Everything is going nicely in our life. But look at you. You worship God, you do so many things, but nothing happens good to you. Always some disaster only comes to you in life. But he said, no, I have faith. My father has taught me, I have faith in God. And please, you also have faith in God. He said, never, I don't care for that. Then they went for higher education and they got separated. One went on one line, other went on another line. And the poor fellow always kept on suffering in life, difficulties and challenges. And the rich boy always kept on succeeding and kept on getting fame and kept on getting money and everything. And one fine day after 20 years they met, when they were all elderly men, you know, like 35-year-old, he was 35-year-old, he has children, he has wife, everything. And they were inquiring, kya chal raha life mein? And then he told his story. They thought, let's go to jungle today. Hum log bachpan mein jungle mein jate the khelne ke liye, to aap wahan ghumne jayenge aaj. Aur sab bachpan ki yaad karenge aur tum batana kya hua tumhara life mein. I will tell what happened in my life to you. So they were talking. And the poor fellow, you know, poor family person told all the difficulties that he had in life and what he went through. The rich man told all the things that he happened in life, how he always went on succeeding and all money came to him, fame came to him. And again, at the end of this discussion, the rich man told that, look, what is the use of your devotion to God? What God has given you after all this? Look at me. Wo kaise bolta hai deewar mein Amitabh Bachchan? Kya hai tumhare paas? Ek vardi, ek jeep. Jo dhake ki vaidhi vardi. Kya hai tumhare paas? Dekho mere paas. बंगला है, गाड़ी है. फिर वो बोलता है, मेरे पास माँ है. वेरी सिग्निफिकेंट डायलॉग. सी द पुअर फेलो इंस्पेक्टर वॉज लाइक वेरी कॉन्फिडेंटली स्टैंडिंग. ही वॉज लाइक प्राउडली बोस्टिंग हिमसेल्फ, वॉट इज देयर विथ यू? आई हैव गॉट सो मेनी कार्स, बंगलोज, बिल्डिंग्स. बट ही सेड, वॉट आई हैव यू डोंट हैव. दैट इज माई मदर. माई मदर इज विथ मी. एंड इमीजिएटली शट ऑफ, नथिंग एल्स. So like that, this rich man was telling the poor fellow, what do you have? What God has given you? But the poor man fellow said, no, still I feel everything is fine and I have no regrets, I'm happy. And I don't think what you're saying is right also. But the poor rich fellow was like, you know, right, very dominating, because he thought, how great he is, you know, in spite of drinking wine and all these nonsense activities he does, but still, how he is succeeding? I don't need God. I'm working hard on my own. So then there is, then he said that we'll go further, and they went further. Further they went, it became a little dark, and heavy rain came. So much heavy rain came that they went and took shelter of one tree. One big tree was there. They thought we will stand under tree and we'll protect ourselves. But what happened was the rain was so big that the tree only fell down. Where they were standing under the tree only fell down. And now one amazing thing happened when the one tree happened. Now up till now, so many events happened in their life, but they were separate. He was separately living, they were separately living. So there was not one event happening in their life, but many events separately happening. But this event is happening together. They both are together and one event of rain is happening and that one tree fell down. So what happened? When the tree fell down, one a big branch of the tree just pierced the thigh of this poor man. मतलब एक झाड़ का जो पानी था ना उसके पाँव में घुस के यहाँ से निकल गया बाहर. Such a severe injury, got fracture with penetration, with all incised wound, and I don't know what all you can call him. And the person fell down, poor man. And when the tree fell down, one big basket or big क्या बोलते थैली filled with gold coins fell in the hand of a rich man. Because पुराने जमाने में ना people would put their money in the holes of the tree, mark the tree, and then they know why, where is my money. There was no banks old days. So somebody must have kept in the big hole of that banyan tree some big thali of money, gold coins, and the tree fell down. So that also fell down, and that it fell on his hand only. So he just caught it. Sorry, gold coins. Now this rich man said, see, this one event happened after so many years and we are together. Look at what happened to me and what happened to you. Where is your God? You got fracture of the leg and thigh and I got gold coins. Now this time the poor fellow really got bewildered, you know, confused ho gaya, kya bolne ka usko. But still his faith was so deep, although it was a little bit shaken, but it was deep. He felt, I have come to know that there is one sadhu in the jungle. He has knowledge of past, present and future. When you see him and he sees you, he will read your past, present and future, past life also, and he will explain to us why the things happened the way they happened. Let's go to sadhu. Chalo chalo, koi baat nahi, let's chalo. Jisko bhi milne ke chalo, I am ready to meet. So rain stopped and then he was limping and they did some primary for first aid for him and they just somehow managed. Rich man was very proud and happy. The poor man was a little bit confused, although he had devotion and faith. They went to the sadhu, the saintly personality. And they met him and told the story, in brief, who we are and what is our background and what happened just now, few minutes back. The sadhu said, you sit down. He closed his eyes and he visualized by his spiritual powers in their past lives. And after some time he opened his eyes and he said, now I'll tell you the explanation why things happened the way they happened. He said, in past life the rich man was very, 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 very pious. So as a result, this life is very rich right from beginning. He has got all facilities, all money, all fame, whatever is needed, everything is there with him. And today he was going to become a king. Today was supposed to be his coronation day as a king, Rajyabhishek. But unfortunately in this life, he is so sinful that all his bhagya, fortune, has reduced to getting a bag of gold coins only. So he was very happy that I got a gold coin, but poor fellow did not know that he was supposed to become a king. There he will be having millions of such gold bags. But he was very happy in getting gold bag. Now about this poor fellow, he said, he was so sinful in last life that from beginning he was very poor this time. Suffering, the reactions of his past lives, activities and... But this life he was very, very, very faithful. He was very devoted to the Lord. So today he was supposed to be hanged. But the hanging situation has minimized only with a fracture of leg. Then he explained, then they understood what is the fact. So this story tells us that karma is very complicated. Acha, wow. What is the principle? That we may not understand the way things are happening in life and why they happen like that. But we may not know everything at the background, but the Lord knows everything. And He will do for you always what is best for you, which you may not understand how it is good for you. The poor fellow's faith was shaken. He felt, why, my Lord, I served you so many years, and why in one event you are giving him gold bag and you are giving my fracture to me? Why this is so? But then he understood. God has reduced my hanging. Today I would have been hung. Meri fasi bach gayi aaj, because I was devoted to God. God has saved me from fasi to a mere fracture. I don't mind fracture. I can plaster and get the healed well. Much better than losing life. And the rich fellow felt, my God, I could have become king today. But due to my sinful activities, I lost the fortune. And I just got a gold bag instead of becoming king. So that time the faith of the rich man changed. He understood. So again, why did he change? Because some sadhu explained to him. In the association of a real sadhu, the truth was explained. Then it was understood well. Till the time there was confusion in the poor man's heart. The sadhu cleared everything out. That's called divine vision. Right? So here onwards also, have faith. What is happening, good or bad, we don't know how it is good or bad. Brahmaji kehte hain, karmani nirdhati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. Those who worship the Lord, their karmas are burnt. Nirdhati. They are burnt to ashes. Only token remains. What you are going through, you may feel so much I am going through, but actually what you are supposed to go through was much larger than that. The Lord already has minimized for you and given you only a token. Yes, I have. How much time we have? It's 1:20 already. But I am remembering more and more stories. Anyways, anybody else want to share something? Yes. Anything? Bindu, what about you? You are here in the beginning, you were in the middle in the college, now also again you are going to hear only. You just change the departments and compartments. Hare Krishna. But I really will miss you, all of you. Our only desire is that whichever way, whoever comes in our life, they should be given this fragrance of God so that their life can be successful. Otherwise, in this whole big world, so many trillions of people are living, living entities are living, human beings, animals. You don't know where they are going, where they are heading to, and they are working so hard. They don't know the purpose of life, why they are working so hard. They are suffering. Nobody knows actually what's happening. You know, they are working. Nobody knows why we are working so hard, for what we are working so hard. Anybody who asks in the Virar train, where are you going? And tells you, I don't know. Then what do you say? You must be a mad person. I'm sitting in the Virar train and I'm asking, where are you going? And he says, I don't know. But exactly, you ask any human being, where are you going in your life? What is your goal of life? He'll say, I don't know. But still you are going somewhere, no? What about that? That means no one knows after working so hard, why they are working so hard. Dr. K.K. Mehta is there. He is Bombay's leading eye surgeon. And he goes in OT at 5 a.m. in the morning. And till 1 a.m. in the morning he is operating. And he takes all his meals in OT only. His breakfast, lunch, dinner. And 1 o'clock when he comes home, everybody is sleeping. He sleeps. Before anybody gets up in the house, he is already in the OT again. So I feel like asking him, sir, why are you working so hard? What is the purpose of life? He is happy in that only, I work so hard. So many people work so hard just for the sake of working hard, and they are proud of their working hard, how busy and how in demand I am, and how I don't even get time to take breakfast also and sleep also. Then I am wondering, then why are you living, sir? What is the purpose of your living? You don't get time to sleep, you don't get time to eat, you don't get time to be with your wife, with your children, you don't get time to go to vacation. Then why are you working so hard? It's like a donkey, you know. Donkey has a free, fresh grass everywhere in the world. But the donkey is carrying the weight of the master all the time. Why are you carrying the weight of the master? बोले शाम को मुझे वो फ्रेश पाला खिलाता है। अरे फ्रेश पाला तो अवेलेबल सब जगह पर है फ्री में, फिर भी ये रोज़ सुबह शाम फोमिंग एट द माउथ इज लिफ्टिंग द वेट ऑफ द मास्टर बिकॉज इज गोइंग टू गेट सम फ्रेश लीव्स इन द इवनिंग, बट यू कैन हैव दैट फ्रेश लीव्स फुल डे फ्री ऑफ चार्ज इफ यू जस्ट ग्रेजेस हियर एंड देयर यू विल गेट इट। And then he says that I get to meet my wife in the night. The donkey. And the she donkey kicks him on the face. Have you seen sometimes? Have anybody seen? I have seen with my own eyes. When I was in Rapar, Gujarat for earthquake, I was staying in the tent. Whole night I could not sleep. Full night. You know, kya chal ke raha hai? Only the male donkey is going behind female donkey and she is just kicking with full force with two behind legs on his face. Thop, 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 like that. And still he'll go, keep going behind her, keep going behind her. Whole night. That kind of happiness one gets in life. We want, but we only get kicks on the face. And still we keep going. And still we keep getting kicks. And then we ask donkey, so Mr. Donkey, what is your gain? I don't know. Why are you going behind? I don't know. I am simply pushed by some force, unknown force, to go keep going behind. And although I am getting kicks, I still feel like keep going. That's all. So, you know, what is the purpose of life? Why are we doing all these things? So hard we work, and why we are working so hard? Ask yourself. Think also. Where am I going? What is the goal of my life? So many people are work like, so hard in their life and finally buy a land and build a house in Kerala. They work whole life in Gulf and all time you ask them, bola aadha ho gaya hai, abhi kitna ho gaya hai, 3/4 ho gaya hai, abhi kitna ho gaya hai, thoda hi baki hai, abhi kitna ho gaya hai, itna ho gaya hai, abhi ready ho gaya hai, to abhi ja raha hai, nahi abhi furniture dalna baki hai. फिर अभी क्यों नहीं जा रहा है? अभी तो घर हो गया है, फर्नीचर हो गया है, सब कुछ हो गया है, अभी थोड़ा सेविंग करना है ताकि मैं उसमें जाके आराम से रह सकूं। फिर अभी क्यों जा रहा है? नहीं अभी शादी करना है, फिर अभी शादी के लिए खर्चा होना था ना, तो शादी के लिए भी अर्निंग मनी, तो शादी होगी। सो ही होल लाइफ इज अर्निंग वर्किंग देयर ओनली। वाइफ इज़ इन इंडिया सम टाइम, वाइफ इज़ इन मे बी सम अदर कंट्री, हस्बैंड इज़ इन कुवैत, वाइफ इज़ इन गल्फ, आई नो, आई वर्क देयर, so I know so many people, wife is in Abu Dhabi, husband is in Muscat, keep changing, babies are with mother in the village in the Kerala, some auntie is looking after, it's a life disable. And then after long time in old age, they all retire and they go to the old age, though that house where they are living, and after 2 years the man dies, you know, so what he worked for, he could never enjoy what he was aiming for. There was a fake goal that he had. He thought, okay, I will be happy. And then scriptures explain, that's what people become dogs in the same house. Because of anxiety is there, na? Arey, mera bachcha, abhi mera ghar ko kaise sambhalega, kaise sambhalega? So he comes as a dog to guard the house. That they leave the house open and they don't close in the night, they're so careless, so I will guard the house. And then die as a dog and they become snake, again to guard the house. It's a life, eh? There's a story, I'm not telling you some Kapolkalpit story. There is a story in scripture like this. Mr. Kailash ka story hai wo. How Kailash was a hard-working man, he made a bungalow and he died immediately after entering the bungalow. And then he became a dog. And Narad Muni came to him and told him, Kailash, you know you are Kailash, you were last time Kailash in last life. Wake up now. So, no, my grandsons are not closing the door properly. So then, after some time, Narad Muni again came, a few years, and he heard, shh. So Narad Muni said, who is this? Snake came out. So Narad Muni said, hey Kailash, you have become snake now. Wake up, leave up all these things. No, my great grandchildren are still not closing the door properly. So I'm guarding. Then Narad Muni felt very bad to him. Narad Muni felt very compassionate to this soul. He felt that this fellow is foolish actually, doesn't understand what is he doing, he's wasting his life after life and degraded life one after another. So purposefully Narad Muni went and told the grandchildren in the house, there is a snake in the courtyard, please take care of him. So all the grandsons came with stick to beat the snake. And they were beating the snake and beating the snake. That time the snake was crying, Narad Muni, save me, Narad Muni, save me. So I said, I told you, no? Take the name of the Lord. You are not listening to me. Now your same grandsons whom you are protecting and their house and your house, they are beating you. You may die. You are bleeding right now. You may die. That time Narad Muni saved him. He said, yes, now I will chant the name of the Lord and go back to God. I have the story. It is given in scriptures. I am not a... Huh? Ramchandra told the story of Kailash. Very famous story. You know, Radhanath Maharaj has told so many times the story. What it tells us that we have to have goal in life. We cannot live like animals. We should have goal in life. Why are we here? And what we should achieve in life. And that, some secret knowledge is available here in the hospital. That you take with you. And wherever you go, your life will be successful. Then when I ask you in Virar train, where are you going? You will tell me, I am going to Virar. Then I will not think that you are a fool number one. I asked you, you said you don't know where you are going. Now I know that all of you know where you are going. And what is the goal of your life? Hare Krishna. Any questions anybody has? Any questions? And all of you are welcome. Even after you leave the hospital, college, to welcome to join our festivals. Whenever you have time, also welcome to join our yatras, holy pilgrimage. This year we are going to go to South India, Mayapur in September for 4 days. And in Christmas vacation, we are going to South India. We are going to Rameshwaram, we are going to Madurai and Sri Rangam. 21 December, 30th December, this year, exactly in children's Christmas vacation. And then in February we go to Barsana, 1 month, 2 yatras. Then next year we'll go to Vrindavan for hospital yatra. And the next year we'll go to Jagannath Puri. Like that life will go on. Sometimes we'll come to hospital also. In between, when there is time, we'll come to hospital. Most of the times we'll be in yatra somewhere. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. So please.